Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We're talking about your ex this morning and the gifts that they gave you. What do you have that an ex gave you? Maybe you still use it. It's still sitting on a shelf. I don't know. You wear it, whatever. Hi, Dawn. Dawn, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, guys. All right, Dawn, what did an ex give you?
So, like, me and my ex had a dog together. I don't know if she really gave it to me, but I took it.
You won it in the split up, huh?
Yeah. You know, like, the court really gave it to me because I was such a good father. It's a really tough process for us all, really.
So you have a dog from a breakup. So what kind of dog is it?
He's a Chihuahua Dachshund. He's white. His name's Yogurt.
Oh, my God. I love that.
You can't get rid of Yogurt.
You can't. You got to hold on tight to Yogurt.
Oh, I love that.
Exactly.
Name.
We got him off Craigslist.
Little Craigslist dog. That's
dogs
hilarious.
Had a journey.
It's so funny.
It's a journey.
Been through a lot.
Dawn, I love it, buddy. Why did you guys break up?
Oh, she went long distance. And then, she went long distance. She was living with me. Then she moved to Illinois. We did get back together, kind of. Yeah, it's all very, very complicated.
Yeah, it usually is. So she moved away and started sleeping.
You know how it is.
Yeah. She moved away and started sleeping with somebody else. You can just say it. That's what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
Nailed it.
To a T.
She's got a dog with somebody else now.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you got to keep Yogurt.
That's really good, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, send us a picture of you and Yogurt to our text line. All right, Dawn?
For sure.
All right, buddy. Have a good day. Thanks for calling.
Yogurt the Chihuahua.
He's funny. Hi, Michaela.
Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey. All right, so what do you have from a breakup?
I actually have quite a few things from a breakup. I keep, because the thing about my ex is he gave me a lot of really cool gifts. He gave me, like, this record player that I obviously still use. But have you guys ever heard of Squatty Potty?
Yes, the little thing that you put your feet up on while you're dropping a deuce.
Thanks, Shark Tank. Yeah.
Yeah, he gave me one of those, and that's by far one of the best gifts today, and there's no way I could get rid of that.
That's a daily use.
In what scenario was the Squatty Potty the perfect gift? Like, what was this for?
I mean, you know, just, I guess, your girl's having troubles in that area, and then he said, hey, babe, I know exactly what will make your day.
It was a just-because gift. He's like, I got you the Squatty Potty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was kind of a weirdo, but that's why I liked him, but also why we had to break up.
Michaela, can you please explain to Katie what the Squatty Potty is?
I'm looking.
For the other million people that are listening that have no idea what a Squatty Potty is, tell us what it is.
So, like, the most primal way you could poop is probably in the crouched position, like if you squat, and it makes it easy for your, you know, to flow down out of your bowels.
Yeah.
And so if you get a squatty potty, it puts you in that position, or close to it at least, for just, you know, streamlined pooping.
Efficient elimination
streamlined
process.
BMs.
That's
what
it is.
So it's essentially a little stool that you put there at the front of the toilet, and you put your feet up on it while you're going to the bathroom.
Yeah, and it's really fun, too, just because, like, you know when you, like, bring your phone in and you got, like, you can rest your elbows on your knees, too, a little bit?
Yeah.
It puts you in perfect formation.
Oh yeah, it says just sit, elevate, and eliminate. Yeah. I love that.
And it's like, so sometimes you get a gift like that that reminds you of your ex, and it's like, maybe it's okay to think about my ex when I'm pooping.
Exactly. Like,
yeah, it's like, I was like, gonna say, yes. Every time you're doing that, you're thinking of him, and you're
this
like,
this is so proper.
I evacuated him as well.
Yeah,
so.
You did.
Exactly.
You eliminated him too. Good job, Michaela.
Oh, Michaela, this call made me so happy. I don't know why.
So
it's
good.
Just so good. Thank you very much for taking the time to call us. You call whenever you want.
Of course. All right. Bye, guys.
All right. Happy pooping. See you later.
That was so funny.
We'll reset this. We are talking about the gifts that your ex gave you. Do you still have them? Do you still use them? Do you have maybe a significant other in your life right now that doesn't like that you still have this stuff? We're taking all the calls. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. We'll get you here in the studios talking about your ex. Here's Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning to you. All right. What do you have?
So I have everything Nuggets. I'm a huge Nuggets fan.
Yes, and you are. Sorry. Nuggets.
So, Katie's a bit of a fan.
Katie's
a fan.
So everything that I own Nuggets is from my ex because we went to games all the time. And I have a wonderful boyfriend that understands that I have a past and that I'm not willing to get rid of my Nuggets gear. Like, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuff's expensive.
You know?
Yeah.
It is. And you don't want to throw it away. It's almost bad luck to throw away Nugget stuff.
Well,
I have
stuff from when we won.
Yes.
It's like, I'm not throwing that away.
You
I'm going to keep that forever.
Yeah. So what's
not
your favorite?
You.
What's your favorite piece
I'll
of
that
what's,
stuff,
what's
you
your
know?
Favorite piece of Nuggets gear that you have?
It's the hoodie I'm wearing right now, actually.
Nice.
And he gave it to you?
He did,
yeah.
And I wear it all the time. And my boyfriend doesn't have a problem with it. He's man enough to know that I have a past. He's got a past too, and you know he's not insecure like that.
Good.
That's the thing. You got to get with somebody who's just kind of comfortable with
he's
that.
He's not a stupid Lakers fan or something.
That
huh?
wouldn't be me, though. That would not be me. I'd be uncomfortable.
Heck no.
Heck no. Why'd you guys break up?
Oh, it's complicated.
Is it? All right.
He got to keep the dogs, though, unfortunately. Like, I didn't get the dogs.
Yeah, but that's all right. They just get your hoodies all hairy.
Exactly.
Dog hair everywhere. Sarah, thank you for calling. Go
Thank
Nugs.
You guys. Have a great day.
You too. What do you have that an ex gave you? You still have it. You're still holding on to it. 303-691-1649. I'm digging the text coming in saying my children.
Yeah. So. Can't get rid of them. You got to hang on to them.
Yeah, you got to hang on to them. Hi, Mallory.
Hi.
Hey, you. What do you have?
I have my dog and my ex-in-laws bought my car.
Oh, I would not be giving that back.
Oh, right?
Nope.
So was that a gift or did you buy it from them?
No, it was a gift.
What?
And so, yeah, so they bought me the car because my ex didn't like that I drove one of my parents' cars for some reason. So we just had to get me a different car. So
my gosh. So what did they get you?
This was several years ago. So it's a 2009 Ford Escape. It still runs and I still have it.
Nothing wrong with that. My wife had an Escape many, many years ago and it was one of the best cars we ever had.
Yeah. So I have my car and my dog.
That's pretty awesome. Okay, so why'd you guys break up?
He told me that I wasn't there for him when he really needed me, and basically he just made up excuses because he was cheating on me.
Oh, yes.
Oh, right on.
Always the root of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not only am I doing something bad, but it's your fault, so we're going to break
up. Got a car out
yes.
of it, though.
You're the reason I'm cheating, Mallory.
My gosh.
You never tell me you love me.
Everything was my fault.
You never hold me enough, Mallory. I'm going to cheat with this girl at the office.
Yeah, so you know.
But you're better now, right? You got somebody now?
Yeah, I've been married to my husband for almost 3 years now, and we have a wonderful 3.5-year-old. So
look at you.
Yeah,
good for you. Hubby doesn't get jealous when you're in that car or anything?
No, he drives it too.
Good
for him.
Getting use out of it. I love that. Yeah. Yeah.
Mallory, this was a great call. Congrats on the free car.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, here's last call. We'll do a last call right now for this, and then we'll jump on to Robert. But if anyone else wants to sound off what you still have from your ex, we'll take your call right now, 303-691-1649. Last call. Hey, Robert.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. So what do you have from an ex, you playa?
So I only have one thing left because a lot of things that they gave me don't fit no more because I got fat.
Robert's all thick. Robert got thick on it.
Very self-aware of you, buddy.
Robert has a front butt too, Katie.
Thick and delicious.
Did you know Katie has a front butt, Robert?
I do not have a front butt. Do not spread that rumor.
I've met her. She does not have a front butt.
Thank you, Robert.
She had her Spanx on, Robert.
Keep that in check. No, I don't.
You spread two huge lies.
You should see her in the studio. She rubs her front butt all morning. She's like,
no, I do not.
She's like, Mama needs a donut. So continue with your story, Robert.
So I just have a sweatshirt that I have left over from an ex. Really doesn't bother my fiance at all. She wears it too. She's just like, it's clothes. Why should it matter? No different than a bag. It's like you use it on a daily basis. You're probably not thinking of them, and there's a reason why they're an ex, and you're with another person. So
boom, mic drop, right? Boom.
Dude should just chill just a little bit. It's like she's probably not thinking of the fact that, oh, hey, this is so-and-so gave this to me. She's probably thinking, hey, yeah, you know, this is my makeup, my my wallet, my phone, this, that, other things. And it's like, okay, cool.
So why'd you break up with that girl?
Kind of the reason Mallory just said, honestly.
Oh.
But it was on that end. She was the one saying you weren't there for me, and I'm like, are you sure about that? Because I always check in and make sure you're okay.
Hmm.
But I found out she was the one cheating.
It's always the excuse, right? Mm.
Yep.
You're not
there
for me, so I'm going to go somewhere else.
Funny.
Yeah, and my fiance has stuff from her exes, and, you know, she's told me all about them, and I'm like, they're clothes. You use them on a daily basis. You have zero sentimental value to them, so it's like, use them, and if you want me to use them, I don't care.
Little do you know that they made out like crazy when she was wearing those clothes, though, Robert.
It's fine.
Absolutely, like crazy.
Still doesn't bother me any. It's life in the past, and this is why we're moving forward and getting married.
He's there you go. It kind of smells like him. No, I'm just kidding. I was kidding, Robert.
Repeat, Robert, you have a great day, my friend. Thanks for calling.
You guys as well. Have a great one.
All right, bye. See you. Katie, what do you have from an ex?
Oh, my gosh. So I was actually going around my apartment this weekend looking at things from exes, and the hippie used to give me a lot of rocks and sticks, and I have kept them all. Because we used to go hiking a lot, and I love mountain rocks. Like, it's my favorite. And he lived on the mesa, so he used to collect rocks for me all the time and fun sticks that were bent in certain ways.
Love it.
And I used it for decoration, but I still have all of those around my house. And I was like, man, this man literally gave me pebbles and sticks, and I was like a penguin love over here. Like, I was fine with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was fine with it.
God, what are the odds? There's a funny story. So when Nick Nack and I first started dating, we went on a little hike, and we got back to the car after the hike, and I had my boots on, and there was this fairly good-sized, quarter-sized rock stuck in the bottom of my boots.
Okay.
And the tread and the grippers underneath. And I popped it out, and I gave it to her. I was like, here, this will remember our first hike together or whatever. So she threw it in her purse, and she kept it for 20-some years now, and then she lost it. She couldn't find it. So this weekend, she did a massive purge on our closet and was getting rid of a bunch of stuff. And I was downstairs, and she comes downstairs, and she's got the biggest smile on her face. She's like, I was going through a bunch of my purses that I'm getting rid of, and she's like, look what I found.
Oh, she found the rock.
And she had the rock. And I was like, oh, my God, I love you.
That's
a couple
so
tears
sweet.
Were shed. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe after 20-some years, you've got this goofy rock still.
That's
well, you
cute.
Do. Like, you hang on to those sentimental things because it creates a memory for you.
And
in
it
that
instantly
moment.
Brought me back to, like, when we were dating in that hike.
Yes.
And it's silly that she's had this all these years. And we were trying to figure out, like, a spot to keep it. She's like, we can never get rid of this. We've got to figure out a spot to put it. Maybe put a note with it or something so the kids don't toss it eventually or something.
Yeah.
And I think it's pretty darn sweet.
It
pretty
is
sweet.
That's so cute.
Now, on the other end of things. Speaking of holding on to things from an ex, when we were pretty far into dating in the beginning, she had this ring that she held on to. She never really told me the backstory to this ring, and it eventually came out that it was somewhat of a promise ring that her ex had given her.
Oh, is this the guy you stole?
The guy that I stole her from that she was living with at the time. Oh. And he had given her like a promise ring type thing. And she kept it there on her counter with the rest of her jewelry and stuff. And me being young and stupid and very insecure, I took that ring. And it was somewhat flimsy, so I was able to just, like, pinch it and bend it basically in half and just kind of ruin it. And then I tossed it down the heating vent in her apartment that she was staying in.
Oh, my gosh!
So I got rid of it.
You were a child!
I was a
Was it a real diamond?
Like, listen, no. Okay. Looking back at this, it's like, how immature was I and how stupid?
That's
but
hilarious.
You guys, the backstory of landing Knick Knack and the headaches of, you know, she was living with a guy in a lease and he was just a jackass and trying to get out of it and there was headbutting and all that, you know?
Well, no, here's the thing. If you can bend a promise ring, she needed to get rid of him anyway.
It was junk.
Period.
So,
period.
Like, I bent it up and threw it in the heating vent in her apartment. And for years, she was like, where did that ring go?
I don't know.
Where was it? And for years, I was like, I have no idea. I have no idea.
Oh, my gosh.
So I will say maybe, I mean, this is like a couple years ago, I finally came clean. I was like, hey, I just want to tell you that ring that so-and-so gave you, I destroyed it and threw it down a heating vent in your apartment. She was like, what? She's like, you know how, I looked for that ring. She's like, because I actually just kind of liked the ring. She's like, there was no sentimental. Yeah. She's like, I just liked the ring. I was like, oh. Well, if you go, you know, back to that apartment you were, you know, in the early 2000s and pulled the vent cover, oh, you'll find it.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I'm such a man child.
It's all good.
That's a kid move for sure, but needed to be done.
Needed to be done, Katie.